Wake up with the K-Rock Morning Crew.
Just before you start, Coach, I just want to say, I just got a note from Jackie Blackwell. Have the new Rush song here before 8:30.
Hallelujah.
So
there you go.
Good. It's really good.
Good.
Sorry, let me turn you on.
And Brownie, this is going to kill you. Morning sports fans, this is going to kill you. Of the three wins last night, I think the Ottawa win was the most impressive and the most significant.
Hey, you know what? I've all morning long, with my as sincere as I can be, been saying congratulations. It was a good game by the Sens.
Yeah.
Wasn't a great game up until Spezza got decked there in that cheap shot. But
yeah.
After that, they seemed to rally, and it was a good game. You know,
he can recover. I mean, Tiger Woods recovered from taking a 9-iron off the head from a Swede. So
maybe Daniel Alfredson should have taking a note from Spezza, but hey, who am I to say?
Anyway, you know, they were down 2-0, and they just, I think they showed the same type of character they showed all year, and chipped away. They played, to use a baseball phrase, they played small ball and got themselves back into it. And I think it's really appropriate.
So you're saying the Sens have small balls? Is that what I'm hearing here?
No, they just
did. You have to say that.
Pretty simple.
Or is it no balls?
They played a pretty simple game, and I think it's appropriate that their most significant acquisition this season, Kyle Turris, scores the goal in overtime. And you know, Kyle's a kid that really never got a chance in Phoenix. His first head coach there was Wayne Gretzky, who played head games with him the whole time he was there. And Dave T and Dave Tippett didn't get on. Now, you know, in fairness, Kyle does have the suffer from the crazy parent syndrome, but he has really turned his game around. This kid's going to be a superstar. And then the Pens, you know, they win by a touchdown, get a touchdown, a field goal. And I thought the referees did a great job keeping a lid on this thing last night. As soon as anything, and especially in the third period, when it looked like things could get goofy, they just started tossing guys out of the game. And it occurred to me yesterday, where was Matt Cook in the middle of everything on Sunday? Nowhere. And you look at Matt Cook's season, unbelievable. Career high in goals with 19. And he went from 129 penalty minutes last year to 44 this year. And is actually the Penguins Masterson trophy candidate. And just had an incredible, got his first penalty last night. But that series is going to get, it'll get goofier before it's over.
It's only got one more game.
Well, we'll see.
Who wins, Coach?
I think the Pens are going to be.
Come on.
You've got to like the Pens going home after what they
did. Have you been sniffing glue?
not since yesterday. But, no, I mean, going home and the fact they get to play. They have more money than the Canucks will going home, because the Canucks don't play till Sunday, because Coldplay has a concert on Friday night and Saturday night, so they don't even get into their building till Sunday. So, and the Kings, you know, it's tough to win game four, and the Kings played like it last night. And Corey Schneider, stole the game. He was incredible last night, and especially on the Dustin Brown penalty shot. And Vancouver, I'm sure Eileen Vigneault is going to ride Corey Schneider now. And it's funny because Roberto Luongo and Marc-Andre Fleury going to the playoffs were sort of 1 and 2 going to be our goalies for our Olympic team. And they've been a train wreck, those two guys. Canucks special teams, that was the big difference last night. On Monday, one of my favorite baseball players and one of the best players of all time, Yvonne Rodriguez, is going to announce his retirement. He's 40 years old. He can't get a gig in Major League Baseball, and which is too bad, because I think he could still catch. He just struggles at the plate now. Caught over 2,400 games in his career with .296 batting average. Will go to the Hall of Fame, and so they're going to have a ceremony on Monday in Texas. He's going to retire as a Texas Ranger against the Yankees, who he also played for and had a significant role with in his career, and just a great guy. And I'm sure we'll
terrible nickname.
Pudge.
Pudgey.
Yeah, but tough guy. You ever see a guy block a plate like Pudge Rodriguez? Incredible. Very tough guy. And he'll be in the Hall of Fame. First ballot Hall of Famer. Well, actually, they don't.
It's like him, too. With a nickname like Pudge, you got to be tough.
Have a great day, everybody.
Jeff, Sarah, and Tony. The K-Rock Morning Crew. Weekday mornings on K-Rock 105.7.